Back on Earth, the polar bear has become a symbol for the potentially devastating effects of global warming. The animal depends on sea ice for its survival, and that ice is disappearing, especially in the Chukchi Sea, a remote stretch of water between Alaska and Russia. U.S. biologists don't know much about the polar bears that live there, and they're trying to learn as much as they can before the bear's habitat melts away. Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit went along with one biologist for a day of field work and has this story.
It's not every day you find yourself holding a microphone an inch from a polar bear's snout. Lucky for me, this bear is sedated, resting on a slushy bed of ice. We're 100 miles from land in the middle of the Chukchi Sea. Round sheets of ice are broken up occasionally by a strip of inky blue water. To my eye, it is a starkly barren landscape. But to this polar bear, it's a rich environment he's brilliantly adapted to. Eric Regeer is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He crouches down next to the bear to show me one of his paws.
You can see they have very sharp hooked claws like that for gripping on the ice and also for gripping onto their seal prey. You can feel how sharp these are.
This is a relatively small bear. Regeer guesses he's about 4 years old, an adolescent.
He's got pretty big feet. It's like a puppy, you know. Big feet they have to grow into.
While the bear sleeps, Regeer learns as much as he can about him. He takes blood, hair, and fat samples, and he measures his length and weight. This bear is about 7 feet tip to tail and nearly 700 pounds, tiny compared to many full-grown males. And Regeer has weighed a lot of huge bears this year. One even set a springtime record in Alaska at 1,266 pounds.
He was borderline obese. He was a very fat bear for this time of the year. If you look at him in profile, his belly almost scraped the ground. So he was a really fat, good-looking bear. And in general, most of the bears have appeared quite healthy.
The bears may be in good shape now, but the ice that allows them to gorge on blubbery seals is retreating at an alarming rate. Regeer says the future for Alaska's polar bears is grim, and he's already seeing one potentially troubling sign, very few females with cubs. The bear Regeer is studying today is the 39th he's examined this season. His last step is to draw that number with fur dye on the polar bear's back.
These guys with the long, wet hair are a little harder to paint.
Each bear is also outfitted with ear tags and a lip tattoo that will allow Regeer to track its progress if he captures it again next year. It will take several seasons of study to understand how the polar bears in this region are reacting to their changing environment. Rosa Meehan heads the Marine Mammal Division of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. She says the knowledge will help scientists figure out ways to help the bears through difficult times ahead.
The thing that I focus on is the need to give bears as much of a break as we can during this impending climate crisis in the hopes that we can get our hands on climate change and address it in a realistic fashion. If we can do that, then there's hope that the environment will stabilize, will come back, and that we'll still have bears there to come back and repopulate.
Meehan says one idea is to set up land refuges where polar bears may be able to eke out a meager existence for a while. But she says that's a frightening possibility to consider for a species meant to live on the sea. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit.
Thank you.